Like she said, my name is Dana Kelly, and I have been a member of the Norwegian American community here in Wisconsin my entire life. And I was born in Madison. I was raised just east of here in what was once the largest Norwegian American settlement, the Kashkenong Prairie. And I attended UW-Madison, like she said, got a degree in Scandinavian studies. Incidentally, they are celebrating 150 years this year, so it's a big deal for the Scandinavian Studies Department. I've also served on the board of directors for the Kashkenong Prairie Historical Society since 2009. And in 2019, I joined the staff of the Norwegian American Genealogical Center. So I'm what I like to call a professional Norwegian. So you may hear a little bit of bias about how great the Norwegians in Wisconsin are, because this subject is so close to my heart. So Norwegian Americans really don't make up a large percentage of Wisconsin's population. According to the 2020 census, we make up about 6% of the population here in Wisconsin. So when people are thinking about where Norwegians settled, Minnesota usually gets all of the love. And it is true, there are more people with Norwegian ancestry living in Minnesota than there are in Wisconsin. But Norwegians came to Wisconsin before they came to Minnesota. And this map actually comes from our historical society. It's based on data from the 1905 Wisconsin State Census. So each township is colored according to the primary ethnic group found in that township. Blue is German. Green means that there's a real mixture in that township, so it's kind of hard to pull out one particular dominant ethnic group. But yellow is Norwegian. There are a lot of Norwegian townships in the state of Wisconsin, at least there were in 1905. So first things first, there would be no legacy for Norwegian Americans here in Wisconsin if everything in Norway had been perfect. So I took both of these pictures, actually. Now, can you tell which one is Norway and which one is Wisconsin? They are definitely not the same. People often look at this image on the left and they say, oh, why would anyone leave someplace that is so stunningly beautiful and come to this flat prairie with a few trees here and there? Well, one of these places has really good farmland and the other one doesn't. Only about 3% of Norway's land can actually be farmed. And by contrast, 30% of Wisconsin can be used for agriculture. And that was the primary driver out of Norway and into Wisconsin. People wanted farmland. Norwegians wanted to continue that same agricultural lifestyle that they had in Norway when they got here. Now, yes, some immigrants left for other reasons, and definitely Norwegians pursued other careers other than farming. But for the most part, they came here because they wanted to farm, and Wisconsin created that opportunity. And they definitely did it. Based on the data from the 1930 US Census, of all of the ethnic immigrant groups to the United States, Norwegians were more likely to be engaged in agriculture than any other ethnic immigrant group to the United States. Norwegians were more likely to be farming than other groups were. And Jenny mentioned that I have a farm. I am one of those stereotypical Norwegians who has remained in agriculture longer than the average person. And actually, I have a side note about that. This morning, I'm all dressed for work. I've got this dress on, and I'm filling up my water bottle, looking out my kitchen window. We've got a calf loose.